Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a joy it is to be able to come to the Word of God, to open the Scriptures of the living God, the Creator of the universe, and know that He wants to speak to us, that He wants to teach us from His perspective and from His knowledge. And we're just so blessed when we go to God's Word and learn from Him, particularly when we're doing it the way that we are, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and even sometimes word by word, really trying to capture what it is that God wants us to know and the way that He wants us to live. We have the promise that He'll be with us when we study, and that's why we go to Him in prayer. He's our true teacher, so let's ask Him to teach us today. Heavenly Father, we do just that. We ask You, teach us by Your Holy Spirit today. We ask You to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit as well. And Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth when we discover it. Lord, we realize all glory and honor should go to You, and that everything that we gain from these studies, it comes straight from You. You're our true teacher. So we humble ourselves before You. We open our minds and hearts, our eyes and our ears to receive from You today, and ask that You would bless us as we study. And we'll give You thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Lazarus is Sleeping. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 11, verse 11. John the Apostle wrote, after Jesus heard about Lazarus being sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone You, and are You going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him. And in chapter 11, and verse 11 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, our friend Lazarus sleeps, where we read, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. The verse reads, these things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleeps. John began with the words, these things said he, which means the words concerning walking in the light, uttered, declared, and proclaimed Jesus. And after this, that he said unto them, after Jesus spoke the words to his disciples, he uttered, declared, and proclaimed these words to them. Our friend Lazarus, which means the disciple and Jesus' companion and close associate, sleeps, or is calm, quiet, and fallen asleep. John shared how Jesus told his disciples about walking in the light, and then told them Lazarus, their friend, was sleeping. The verse continues, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. John added the words, but I go, which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, I, Jesus, leave and depart, that I may awake him, or so I, Jesus, can wake up Lazarus out of sleep, which means from his calm, quiet, and sleeping. John shared how Jesus told his disciples he was departing to wake Lazarus from his sleeping. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus was determined to wake up Lazarus from his sleep. And though he spoke to his disciples about walking in the light, he was now ready to demonstrate what that looked like. Jesus came into the world to wake up everyone from their walking in darkness and sin. And without him removing their sin problem, no one could relate to God. People will eventually sleep, or as we shall see, die like Lazarus, and only those who have a personal relationship with God through his son Jesus will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with him. Let all who read and hear these words allow Jesus to awake them from their sleep. Next time John shares how Jesus' disciples say, Lord, if he sleeps, he shall do well. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.